Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
My final Travelling Tunes with you, mistress of music.
Nihalma, yeah. Okay, so we've got some heart tugging, some of the most beautiful music, one of the most beautiful genres in the world, according to me.
Well, fantastic, because
it beats yacht rock.
I don't know if you've been to BFM before, but we're into Auckland.
We're into music. And you're into love?
Did you say
into love?
It beats yacht rock.
Yes.
Do you think it beats yacht rock?
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, I've loved the segment. Every single one, apart from maybe one.
Which one did you not love?
I'm not going to say.
Okay. I know what it was. It was the saxophone.
Yeah.
Alrighty, should we dive straight into it?
So this music is,
having said that, I do have something.
Is uplifting, heartwarming, socially conscious, it's emotional.
Christian music!
Well, you know what? It is really grounded in Christian music. And I just noticed at the BMAs yesterday, they separated Christian music from gospel music. I was like, aren't they gospel singers Christian? You know what it means? Mm. Black and white.
Yeah. Mm.
So this is based in gospel music. So this is soul music.
Woo!
Soul music, you say?
You know, just as big as what you would say rock or hip-hop as a thing on its own, but it really had like its peak period in the 60s and 70s, and some people think it died, but it didn't.
Something I really like about soul music is that it grew at the same time as television did. And so you get some amazing performances. Stuff like the early Soul Train stuff is just...
Oh, well, there you go. Soul Train. It's just so foundational to so many of our musics today. And all of the songs we're playing today are like, you know, been sampled
Should
by hip-hop.
What we need to do is chuck some talcum powder down first.
All right.
And get your pink suit on with the flares.
So you put talcum powder down so you can shuffle around on the floor?
And we were talking three-piece suits. You got to have the matching vests.
The first track we've got is like by an artist who's just iconic.
Okay.
Soul music, really.
Oh, is this
Curtis Mayfield?
Okay, let's play Curtis. Yep, he's iconic.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the makings of you, but he has so many iconic soul songs.
They, you know, they like strings. This was high production. 1970. Horns.
Add a little sugar.
I wish the listeners could see your face,
Mikey. A great big expression of happiness. Boy, you couldn't be. And roses.
Shush.
Such what a style.
Is it hot in here?
The joy of children laughing around you. These are the makings.
I love about soul music or the summer music. They just celebrate the coolest, it's from the tiniest little thing sometimes, you know? It's like sort of, hey, the door didn't slam. Excellent. Woo!
Ironically, it's a happy music.
Yeah.
Ultimately, you know, and joyful, which is, I guess, part of the whole thing. That in the midst of a really terrible, aggressive time where things were so horrible, that their response was sort of jubilation. And I mean, there's sad stuff, you know.
And Curtis's stuff. Curtis, like I'm friends with him. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Same base.
Curtis Mayfield's stuff was specifically like designed to give people somewhere to hide from that, you know, and at the same time to inspire discussion
Well, like What's Going On was like a classic.
Yeah, Marvin Gaye.
Oh, no, that's Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, topical songs. So it's about it. But I guess that's the gospel thing too. It's that place you go. It's home. When things are bad, you go home. You go to a place that uplifts you and that gets you ready for the next day. It's not defeatist.
Do you need a tissue?
Not yet.
So what's our next track?
Straight into
Bye, Curtis.
We've got James Brown with Try Me.
See, now a lot of people think of James Brown as funk, right? But he started off doing soul. Listen to this.
He's the godfather of soul. Oh, fuck yes.
That's straight from church. Call and response.
And your love will always be true. Oh, I need
this is 1958.
When I first sort of got down with this sort of music, I just was so stoked. And I was like, and I just, I kind of always think that when I'm really, really, really old, like not old now, but like even older, then this will be the stuff I'll be, that I'll just be more than happy to listen to day after day after day after day, you know?
Mikey's soul album coming up next.
Still need to, you know, I'm just talking when I'm really,
you
know, like,
you gotta live. You gotta live first.
Because often, you know, after trying, you hear sort of what the, what, you know, the older generation listen to. That sort of stuff. Yeah, that's not really for me. So I thought, well, I'm gonna put that, oh, this stuff. Oh, look, I'll take that saxophone.
He's been turned. Stop and start, you know, up and then release.
Well, that,
like something
that,
else.
Those you mean like sex, don't you, Kirsten?
Wow.
So you're referring there.
Your kid fans are listening.
Honestly, you guys.
Yeah, the you know, that is, it isn't sex, it's church. But it can sex to it's both.
My
it's
wake up call this morning was the Larry Fuels turn off the lights. Yeah, and that's a very similar very similar approach.
You know, you see
beautiful
people in a
man,
movie
that's so beautiful.
Dancing by themselves with their partner and you're like, who does that? But with this song on, you could dance just you and your partner.
Quite happy to. Just put me in a room with that on.
Yeah.
Happy as Larry.
We're coming to an end with this track, so should we
Well, thank you for that dance. Perhaps I could get your number.
And your name.
I like this one a lot. This is the Stylistics.
And this is, again, part of that. That's social consciousness. Mm,
people make the world go round.
1971. Aww. From Philly. The other thing about soul is the place. So, you know, there's distinctive ones, whether they're from Memphis or Chicago or...
Trashman didn't get my trash today.
Ooh, a tale of woe.
Why? Because they want more pay.
Trashman want more pay, right.
Yeah.
Communist song right there.
Buses on strike, wanna raise in fare.
Strike. Yeah, tell us.
So they can help.
Great time for music, so great time for music, just,
But that's what makes the world go round. The ups and downs of carousel.
The ups and downs of carousel.
Changing people's hairs around. Go underground, young man. People make the world go round.
Imagine if it was actually people. And you had to,
running on a little wheel.
You just had to keep it going. For God's sake, keep going.
It literally is, Mikey. It actually is. Now, the other thing in black churches is something called testifying, where you sort of get up and you tell your story or how you felt or what's going on. And that comes into the music, too. It's sort of like a spot where you stand up and you testify from the bottom of your heart.
Yeah.
You know, and
I really do bloomin' and love Jesus heaps.
Yeah, yeah. Or something that happened, or what turned you around. One quote said, it's funky secular testifying. That's what soul music is.
Okay.
Now, funk later on, you get heavier bass, faster rhythms. So they're related, but they're totally different musics.
I'm not related? Related, though, right?
Absolutely. But like, sonically different.
Ooh.
I guess this pulls you in.
It just doesn't get. It's never gonna wear out ever. No.
Yeah, big business in like film soundtracks and stuff. You know, like. I mean, it's supposed to be the soundtrack to the civil rights movement in the '60s, but now so many film directors, it suits whatever the mood of the street or the credits or whatever's going on.
I've got a present for you. I've got a little, I'll play half of the song. We haven't probably got time for the whole thing. But does Donny Hathaway count as soul?
Yeah. Depending on which song, yeah, but.
This has got some of the greatest crowd stuff in it. Have a listen to this.
Well, that's your church. He's taking us to church.
There's going to be a lot of ladies at his church.
When you're down and trouble.
Oh, man.
That was an amen. Did you hear the amen in there?
Yeah, you hear the church callers. Nothing, yes, yes.
Nothing is going right.
Well, and it's got that dual nature. Calling my name can be your friend or your girlfriend or your partner, but it can also be God. You know, it's all the, you know, the soul's got, you know, gospel or loving, whichever, how you want to take it.
Soon I will be there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait on, wait for the chorus. Wait for the chorus.
So what do you do when things go bad? I'll tell you.
Here we go, listen to this.
You just
go.
When you miss Mikey, you just call out his name three times in the mirror, and like he appears to you as a zombie.
Hey, Kirsten, thank you. I've loved every Traveling Tunes.
Cool.
And it's been great doing radio with you.
Cool. And call me up when you do your soul album.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, I'll do some BBs for you.
Sure. And my what other stuff have we done? My Witch House album, I'll do that as well.
And your yacht rock.
Yeah,
yacht
I feel like out. Your yacht rock album, that's what that's going to be.
Honestly, she's into it.
Truly. That's going to be the one.
Well, I should have an accent, go on ACC and do yacht rock. You know that hurt. I feel it's the sort of thing she'd do on ACC, yeah? Take your sweet time.
All right.
Kirsten, thanks, thank you very much.
And happy last day to you.
Mwah, mwah, mwah. Kirsten Zimke, ladies and gentlemen.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.